Chris, I think you called me this summer.
Oh?
Yeah. I didn't call you back, but
you just off to a great start already.
It was not personal because I hadn't met you, but you just said if you have any other questions.
If she had met you, she definitely would have called.
Yeah, I would have.
Okay. I'll accept that answer.
And now I'll call you every day. Sure, wake up call.
6:30 would be good.
So, I wonder why I've gathered you all here today. Chris and Giacomo are working on their dissertations, mm-hmm. and they're completely different dissertations, but they do overlap in certain key respects. They are coding some of the same constructs mm-hmm. in their respective dissertations. So they've been literally hounding me last couple of months to get a coding team together for them so they can get some assistance with coding their data, and so I promised them that I would throw a couple of research assistants their way. So that's where you guys come in. And the coding is something that I have a lot of experience with, coding in general. These particular coding systems I have never led before in teaching, and I've never actually done this kind of coding before, although I'm very familiar with the instruments and I've written about the instruments in my book, but I've never actually done the coding itself. So it remains to be seen how easy or difficult it's going to be to teach you guys the coding system, and I'm hoping to be in more an advisory role than an instructional role. So I want you guys to be very involved in the teaching of these coding systems. But I'm here to advise and help out, certainly, and keep people on track and calculate reliabilities and so forth. The goal of any coding team is to be reliable. So if we were to, for example, pair you two up, you know, you two have to see things similarly. Or if I were to pair you with Giacomo or whatever, and I haven't yet decided how we're going to pair people up, but it might actually be helpful for a more senior level person to be working with a more junior level person. Mm-hmm. I think that would really be helpful and prevent inter-rater drift, which is the bane of any coding team.
We may have a fifth coder. Melissa is interested in...
Melissa Mulcomb?
No, my friend who you
met
at the picnic. Her sister just flew in from Hawaii this evening, so she had to pick her
okay.
up from the airport.
All right.
But I've provided her with manuals, so she said she would like to, you know, start.
Okay, you trust her?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to give her this little company?
Yeah.
So that means that it'd be nice if we had a sixth person, then we had an even. We don't have to, but be more helpful.
You want to discuss
Dustin was interested also.
Oh, he was?
That's what I was saying. Oh, yeah, I said that before.
You guys contact him?
I think you spoke with him. Well, we spoke with him a while ago.
I spoke with him a couple times over the summer, so I can, now that we're officially meeting, get him on the same
page. That would be six. The more the merrier. Means we had done sooner.
You want to talk about a time?
Yeah, now your availability is a little bit less flexible than Giacomo's.
Well, what time were we?
Well, I was saying I get off 4:30, so on Wednesdays I could probably be here at 5. Thursdays, I'm in different clinics, so I don't know how long it'll take me, but I get out at 4:30 as well.
Thursdays, I probably have a little more flexibility on.
Okay.
I mean, because I can go in a little bit. It's less of a meeting-heavy day for me, so right. I think my last rounds was at, like, 3-ish, 3:30, so I could be here at, like, 4:35.
So I could try to get up at 5.
Is this Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday.
All right. What are you guys' schedules like?
Half is out at 4:30, so for me, 5 is fine. Mm-hmm.
All right.
the exception of the next, not, well, yeah, with the exception of the next 3 weeks. I mean, I have clinic duty, which I guess we could, I could try to swap with someone.
What's clinic duty?
To sit at the desk for 4 hours, 3 hours. And then we have, I have a group meeting for one class. Next.
I mean, I could do Wednesdays at 5 also, if that's...
I prefer Thursday, so if I...
Could you do Wednesday
I could do my best to just, yeah, to just switch that. Nothing's carved in stone, it's just the next 3 weeks I have.
Well, sadly, we're starting now.
Right, so I could, I mean, if I can just switch my desk duty, I can switch the other stuff, so...
All right, so everyone's preference is Thursday? I can do either one.
Yeah, I can do either one, so if Thursday's better. What about for you?
When are you guys going to be here, I guess? That would be...
I'm here Wednesdays and Thursdays till late at night.
Yeah, I would think Thursday. I think Thursday is easy for, for everyone. But
okay. So do you just want to keep, let us know if you can, and then we'll figure things out.
If not, we'll meet in the lobby in the clinic. And,
I don't know, I mean, if you're really concerned about this, maybe we should meet on Wednesdays, I'm thinking. We need everybody here, especially in the beginning parts of the training.
Wednesdays is fine, I can, I'll just go in like half an hour earlier and flex it out.
All right, so, shall we say 5 to 6?
Okay. I also have clinic duty on Wednesdays, 2 Wednesdays, so in a row, so I don't know. I can turn, I'll figure
So let's just do Thursday, and I'll just find someone to cover.
Okay.
I don't see why not. Like, I don't see why it wouldn't be possible to switch or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we...
Sounds like Thursday.
Cancel my doctor appointment.
The thing is, mine is 2 Wednesdays in a row, so that'd be really hard for me to find somebody that would switch with me 2 Wednesdays in a row. Yeah. October 27th and November 3rd.
So let's just do Thursdays, and I'll just have to...
Okay, so... Shall we say, five?
Yeah.
Yeah, you switching 2 days doesn't make sense. Mm. It's just me switching 1 day.
Mm.
Actually, how about 5:30?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
And we'll go 1 hour.
I didn't get your guys' emails.
Sure, I'll write it down in a second.
You want me to write it?
Is it? Your name's in the corner there.
And then this would be every Thursday from here to there.
All right, so we got that cleared up.
So you're both bound to this until Giacomo and I defend. So he's in the best interest.
It's a long commitment. And I imagine that if these two guys like you, they'd be willing to share their data with you in case you wanted to ask different questions of the data and write your own dissertation.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's my question.
So that's... You get to buy into their data.
Would that be difficult since we coded it, though, or no?
It would already be coded.
It would be coded,
you
so
would
it's
just
even
have
better.
To ask a different question.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, which one of you wants to contact Dustin and let him know about our permanent meeting
time?
Okay. And then your friend also.
Yeah.
Will do that. All right. So, what materials did you bring?
Everything.
Did you give them those?
There are 125 LGBT individuals outside, so they're all here.
Outside? What do you mean?
Waiting to come in. To be coded. Nothing. I brought everything.
I don't think this room is big enough. Okay, so before we look at data, that's going to be a while.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to be looking at data for a while. First step we got to do is like learn what this instrument is all about.
Right.
And then begin coding some practice materials. And I know that Blatt has some, right?
Yeah.
Well, he has some examples in those articles.
There are examples within the coding manuals and then other examples within articles. So, kind of going through theirs.
Maybe I was thinking, because I know there's a lot of people who I collected who, especially, well, I'm not going to get into it, but who they didn't give me one piece of, they didn't fill out my survey completely, and so I wouldn't be able to use it at all, but they might have completed these, this part. Mm-hmm. This measure, so maybe we could use those as
sure,
practice.
Sure, absolutely. I think it's a good idea. Do you have incompleted surveys as well?
One or two. I mean, I had some that were just completely incomplete, but I just deleted those off. When they did consent them, they didn't fill anything out.
So like somebody who like doesn't complete
like
their, you know, sexual orientation status, but they complete everything else. Those are surveys that just can't be used.
I have my N of 120 with completes, and I think there's 5 or 6, or maybe there's 126, and maybe 4 or 3 of them didn't go the whole way through, where they did like the sexual identity questionnaire, then they did the URI,
yeah.
But then they didn't do the DAS. Or I have some that completed all three but didn't do the demographic. But just a few, like just a handful.
Okay.
But I mean, I got.
So there might be a few that we can pull.
Yeah, but I mean,
purposes.
I did get like 120 full, so.
All right. So, there are, correct me if I'm wrong, 3 coding systems that we're going to be using.
Right.
Am I right?
Yeah.
You mean?
Well, because the manual is split into 2 separate manuals for the conceptual level, but it's the same. Words.
Yeah, we're doing conceptual level, we're doing
right.
Differentiation and relatedness scale,
and
we're doing the reflective functioning, right?
Yeah, the one thing is the conceptual level, I looked in the some stuff you sent me, and I can't find the self, and so...
The what?
There's the coding for the self, I mean, it's very similar, but rather than the coding of it, it's the same... It's the same, I guess.
That was a little typewriter.
Levels. It's the same.
Day.
It's the same levels and scores. It's just, I think it's just slightly framed to the description of each level for the self rather than the other. And I can't find that in my articles, and I couldn't find that. In what
I have them at the house.
Actually, I think in the original manual, which is what you guys photocopied, I don't think the self coding is in here.
Yeah,
it's
not
2 in. He sent me, 2 separate manuals. There's
yeah.
The other, and then later on there was a self.
So maybe this is, my manual is old. This is 92?
Why is it so nice? Why do I have these?
Mine's 92. I think you have that one also.
I have multiple. He sent me a plethora of.
Well, we want to go with the most recent materials. So you had borrowed this from me a long time ago, and I think this is what you had photocopied.
I have all mine straight from him.
Oh, you did everything?
PDFs. Yeah. Okay. I have all of the above. Like, he sent me, and then Auerbach sent me.
So he can send it to me, and I'll make copies next week.
Okay, but I just want to make sure that we're using the most recent materials.
Right.
Because, you know, Blatt's no different from anybody else. We're all revising our coding materials. As new data.
What year is that one?
This is 1992.
Yeah. I think that.
I think it's right.
Yeah.
We should be sure.
One of them is 90, one of them is 92, but they were 2 separate. One was self, and one was
I think
was
the self
other.
Was actually older. It was 90, and
yeah.
This is 92.
Okay. He never, you know, when I had contact with him back in the 90s, he never sent me the self manual, probably because I never asked for
Maybe
it.
He didn't write it yet. Maybe he hadn't written
well,
it.
But it's 1990,
early.
You said.
No, I think it was
one's
early.
90, one's 92.
This is 92, and this is other. So I'm assuming that the self is
90. Wait, is this? No, this is DR. 91 is DR. I want to bet he references himself in this article, so. 91, 95?
this is in a footnote on page 9. A separate procedure has been developed for scoring the spontaneous descriptions of the self.
Right.
Blatt, Bears, and Schaffer, 1991.
Yeah.
And is available on request. And I never requested it, but it's 91. This was May of 92. What we have.
Yeah, so I'll make sure we have that for next week.
So we asked, in both cases, we asked them to provide us with what?
Description of self.
Self?
Mother and father.
Okay, just those three, not significant other?
No, and to take 5 minutes for each, so they theoretically are supposed to, but because it's online, maybe it's otherwise.
Okay, and in that order, self, mother, father, or is it mother, father, self?
I may have it right here.
I think self was last. We both did the same.
I know in the draw a person task, the self figure is the last one to be drawn.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the self is last.
Self was last. It was mother, father, self.
Okay, mother, father, self. Okay. So the idea is with these subjects, they've completed descriptions, mother, father, self, take 5 minutes each, just write, or type in this case, and you have to code each of these descriptions. And eventually you're going to be learning three coding systems, but what we're going to do is, I think it makes sense to learn one coding system, code all the data using one coding system, learn a second one, code all the data, the second one, and then the third, code all the data a third time. And hopefully I can, each time that the data are coded, you're going to see a different descriptions. You're not going to be seeing the same one twice, because that would be, you'd be already exposed.
Right.
So.
You said they were a conceptual level, something else, and reflective something?
Reflective functioning?
Differentiatedness and relatedness scale?
Differentiation relatedness.
Differentiation relatedness. DR scale.
DR for sure. Doctor scale.
And then the reflective function scale, which is RF.
Functioning,
isn't it?
Yeah. Reflective functioning, yeah.
So, which one should we do first? I think we should do the conceptual level.
Yeah, I think it's
the easiest.
I think it's the easiest.
Is it? I think the DR is probably the easiest.
DR is pretty. I think the.
You don't think so?
Reflective function is the hardest stuff. Right?
I think like just the actual conceptual levels are very concrete in their descriptions of like.
Yeah.
There's much less kind of gray area.
Right.
Between.
It's the quickest one to do. We did a few practice ones last week.
Yeah. You did?
Together, yeah.
Well, how did it go?
We were within one point for almost everything.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, like, for us, inter rate reliability would be if we're shooting for within a point in the average or.
Yeah, we're shooting for a point.
Okay. So we were able to kind of sit separately and do our own thing and then kind of compare
and discuss it a little bit.
Discuss afterwards why we each got what we did. Mm-hmm. But I think within reason for all three, because we would do all three scales.
Yeah, we did all three, so it was maybe a little biased because we, we're doing the same. We're using each coding system for the, and being exposed to the same narrative.
But I think
we did, it was pretty.
Now, in the published articles, how does Blatt assess reliability?
They report a coefficient of inter rate of reliability, but it's just reported as a coefficient of 0.7. But it doesn't really explain, what the.
Well, essentially, I'm guessing that two people rated, let's say, how many ever stories, or not stories, but narratives there are, and each person gets a score, so you've got it. Scores lined up, and then you take a correlation. So it's not like what we were doing in Q sorting,
right,
where every week we had 100 items that we could compare, it's different.
So if we were just different on a couple of them by like say a significant amount, now would we recode those together, or would or how does that work again?
I'd have to assign it to a different team.
Assign to them, right? And if that doesn't work, you'd have to find some external source to do it for like a one-time deal. Right?
Maybe Blend would be wrong. Not.
Yeah, right. Done enough of it.
Oh. I think you are. Really? His limo from Connecticut.
You could maybe you could be persuasive.
I'm the heir to the ORI throne.
He's like 85. Though.
Exactly why he needs an heir. So.
And you're just the heir that he needs.
I'm going to sit on my typewriter and do the 2010 manual, you know, re-edits.
Actually, Auerbach is relatively young. I think he's maybe only a couple years older than me. So. Huh. Yeah, I think he's the heir, probably. Yeah.
Not once I do the iPad app for the presentation editor.
I think that would be very attractive to those people. All right, so why don't we, since you guys have already done some last week, maybe you can share some of your experiences and go over the system, how it works.
Okay. So you want to do the conceptual level?
Yeah.
So I gave you guys that packet. So I guess if you want to go to page 14, that's where, and we can look at it together, I guess that's where they give a description. So basically so they have. What do they have?
I hope it's DR and RF. For DR and RF.
I have RF. DR, I'll take.
So it's basically.
Get the self, I'll take that.
There.
Four. Thank you.
So there's four level conceptual levels, which have corresponding scores.
Well, this is reflective function.
Okay.
And. The first, so you see the first one, it says score of one. So each description of the mother, father, self, I mean, just the descriptions in general will be assigned a score. It'll be 1 through 9. So even though it says score 1 and then score 3, you could assign like a score 2, like if it's kind of in between. And I think the rule is really when it's, you're not sure between between two of them. Even if it's 1 and 2, if you're not sure if it's between 1 and 2, then you'll defer. It says it in the manual, but you'll defer to the higher. To the highest score.
It's better paper.
But basically, the first level is the sensory motor preoperational level, and
now where does that term come from?
It's
Piaget,
and it's basically, if you look at it, it's, I don't know if we're gonna see too many like that. Hopefully not. But it's like
at least in your
we don't know who's staying up till 4 a.m. filling out. Online surveys, you know?
Right.
Lots of crazy people.
But it's basically the like they say, the activities in reference to the gratification or frustration that other provides. So, and this is the other, so that's what it's in reference to. So like if you look at the example, it says, she resents me for things I've done, she loves me, but I don't think so. A lot of like about me and, you know, about frustration. So that's like the first level. And then the second level is the concrete perceptual. So the person is, they said it's separate, but it's kind of like little terms like she has blonde hair, she has blue eyes, you know, she's tall. Yeah, that's the exact
concrete answer. Behavioral.
Right. What they really, it's like what they look like.
Yeah.
Right. And so if there's like somewhat of that plus something that like an example that you saw in the first one, you might rate it a 2. So it's not like you have to do 1 and 3. The next level, there's I guess it's broken down to 2 sections. It's the iconic, and the external iconic is just like focus on what people do. So I think later on they say there's like a shortcut, like where concrete perceptual is what they look like, iconic, external iconic is what they do, and then internal iconic is what they feel.
Like my mother is an organist.
Right. So that's
describing your mother.
Right.
She likes to jog.
Right. Yeah. So external iconic would be like what they do, with, and they could, but obviously when we get these descriptions, they're not going to include just one kind of thing. Yeah. So that's where the judgment comes into play. But the internal iconic is more of like, she's nice, mm-hmm. she's friendly, but sometimes you have to be careful. I think in terms of she's talkative or something like that. It sounds like almost a. But that's more of a behavior, so you have to make sure that's more like an external iconic score.
So not a verb or an adjective, right. But...
Right, it's not a verb or an adjective, it's more of whether it's a behavior or not. And so I think that's something you could fall into.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about internal state versus external.
Like in terms of... Well, internal iconic is kind of like is almost like an internal
yeah.
state.
Yeah. So, try to. Can you draw the distinction?
Let me think. I'm thinking something like compassionate is. It could be a behavior, but that's more of a. I don't know. I would see that's more internal or.
Maybe like the addition of like some type of empathy or you know. That ability, you know, like the how they feel, you know, like she's a sad type of person, or you know, this type of thing makes her sad, or
right.
But when she's in this kind of situation, she seems to react like this.
Right.
Well, but that's up a level.
But yeah, but I think
that's more of a nine.
But yeah, I think the internal iconic, it's like almost like how they feel, but to an extent, it's very simple. It's not very complex. Let's see what their example was. Common sense and cares deeply about other people, but so it's almost
it's more
like
elaborated too,
right? But at the same time, there's the conceptual representation, which is nine, which is almost like an extrapolation of like the internal iconic. So and the way I differentiate is like internal iconic versus conceptual representation. Internal iconic, you have a picture of the person, but it's not. Crystal clear, you know what I mean? And then the last one is conceptual representation. So there might be, the person might describe very conflicting properties of a person, like, you know, she may dress very nice and may appear stuck up, but on the inside she's, you know, she's very self-conscious and actually cares a lot about other people, or something like that. So it's kind of, so there's an integration, but there's also conflicting ideas in there as well. And so that's the highest level, that's a nine. And
an appreciation of change and variation.
Right, so like maybe like she used
so
to
So people
like
aren't
that.
Static, they're dynamic, they're changing, they're flexible. Geez, my mother was like this when I was a kid, but you know, she's changed over time and I've noticed that change.
It's kind of like a higher order function, like higher order description.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you know the person
right, like,
a little
like
more.
A,
you know,
like an integrated idea.
It's actually, you know, like this is your mother you've lived with for however many years. You know, like you kind of get that feeling that this is 20 years of history versus, yes. you know, like somebody you just met at a cocktail party. And you know, right. Or those stupid games you play your first day here where you introduce the other person. Yeah, you know, like this is so-and-so. She likes blah, blah, blah.
Okay, here's a question I have.
Okay.
Now, these
True.
Scores are all odd numbers.
Right.
So what are the even numbers right. for?
Isn't that if there's like an equal marriage, like it's hard to discern between it's going to one level or the other, that's
right.
when you choose the...
Yeah.
Like if it's
even.
In between, but apparently not
like
integrated.
Yeah.
So if it's integrated, it would be a nine, but if they're still kind of separate and the person doesn't express that they've integrated those two descriptions, then it would be in between.
Yeah, like an example, you know, if someone describes a lot of physical attributes
right.
and also behaviors, and that's about it,
but
then it'll fall between the three and the five.
We're
okay.
also going to find with our data, having looked at it a little bit, you know, just reviewing through it, a lot of people list just adjectives or nouns or verbs. So,
so
I mean, you're going to get like a lot of where there are some, you know, great feeling things in here and there's some great behaviors, but you don't really get like full sentence. Like
mm-hmm.
these are very nicely well put together sentences. So, I mean, for, you know, when you're kind of looking at it, you get a little bit of both,
right.
but you can't really discern, is this a full, you know, seven, or is this, you know,
mm-hmm.
leaning more towards five? So it kind of gives you that gray area of, you know, if they didn't articulate
By the
well.
Way, just be careful about how much you reveal about your study. because I want to keep these people blind. I mean, you're not blind, I know, but I want to keep as many people blind as possible.
And there's, I mean, and if you continue to read this, it's kind of helpful because at the end of the, towards the end, I think towards the end of the whole article, there's a bunch of examples. So if you go to like page, I guess, let me see what page on, any page towards the end, like page 29 on, it's good to like look through them and see there's like a description up top, and then you could really ignore the personal qualities and that stuff. Just, and if you just look at conceptual level, there's a score there. So it might be cool like to maybe go over them and then give your own rating and then take a look at the bottom and kind of maybe understand why they might have that and you don't. But there's a lot of them. And I think I realized that I might be missing the last maybe six pages where there's just more examples, so I could just bring those in also.
Now we're not doing scoreable attributes, right?
No.
No.
Okay.
God, no.
So let's do a little exercise. We've got 15 minutes.
Sure.
Why don't one of you pull out an example that's been coded?
Like from maybe this article?
Yeah, whatever. And read the description of either mother, father, or self. I guess we're not going to do self this week, but you're going to get copies for all of us.
Okay.
So do mother or father. Just read it aloud. Nobody look.
Okay.
And we'll discuss, and then Giacomo will reveal.
I didn't look at either, so
score. Okay, but this is something that is scored. There is a score.
Yes, there's a score at the bottom.
Okay, great. So look at it.
I haven't. Yeah. So the first one is okay. I respect my
mom. Wait, no. This is mother.
Mom. Okay. Yes. I respect my mom's feelings and what she tries to teach me, but a lot of the time I say what I feel, and she gets upset that I feel differently about certain things. I used to get very snotty with my mom when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. But then I realized that I loved her so much, I couldn't reject her in this way. Right now, we talk about many things, and I feel our relationship has deepened more and more as I grow older and at this point in my life. My mom has taught me a lot, and yet there are things that I feel can't be learned through her. I guess I accept this. No. Accept this, no, and now, I guess they spelled it wrong, and are things that I, and love her for being a good mom to me, and also accepting this idea that your mother can teach you everything, because she can't live your life for you. Sorry, there's like weird typos in here. So.
Let's see. Anybody want to start? Give your thoughts?
I think it sounds like a 9.
Because?
Because there are feeling descriptions as well, like there are attributes and verbs, but there's also kind of a reasoning, like kind of a more conceptualization of why she is that way and how it's affecting him. So to me that sounds like if he's kind of, he or she is integrating those, or it could just be defensive and
It wasn't as deeply reflected on the mom as describing the mom. So although that person developed it in an integrated way, I didn't get that sense from the mom. Mm-hmm. So I might put it between, like, I heard a couple things of what she does, like how she says something, but there were a couple feelings, so maybe a 6. But I'd have to look at the actual word that was
I was thinking it was 6 also. Because a lot of it was in relation to her and taught me things and... You know, she's a good mom. She can teach you. What else? Well, like, I loved her so much, I couldn't reject her. So it's more about the person, almost. Yeah. It's almost like as part of, like, I think a low-level, level 1, like that frustration gratification.
Definitely. I'm giving that crazy bee a 1 because I don't feel like I know very much about her mom at all. It's all me. I. This is what I feel. This is what I want. Like that kind of my needs, my wants.
I mean, that was my first thought as you started reading. But I feel like this is the total description indicates that there are a wide range of levels on which the person is understood and experienced. So it's not asking for a description of the mother. It's like the person's description, the total description, is his reason.
Well, here's another question I have. I think it's related to your question. That is, if there is a description in which there's varying levels presented. Do you go with the highest?
Yeah. Like, they say if it's between, like, two numbers of 4 and 5, you defer to the higher, they said, in most cases.
But what I'm talking about, I'm talking about within a description. Different sentences could relate to different scores.
Right, I think that's what I was going to get to that. I think,
Like, it starts out with just a description, but somehow ends with an integrated feeling of
right.
Who
the
mom
is, and
you go to 9.
Or maybe even an 8. Like, 7 is how they feel inside, and then 9 is the integration. So maybe if they're talking about how they feel.
If you go to page 18 of that packet, it talks about that a little bit. It talks about adolescence, but I guess it addresses that question. It says, we found like frequently that descriptions consist of a mixture of both level 1 and level 5.
With an absence of 3.
So it's often difficult to evaluate. But basically in the end they say, it could range really. You might give a score. You're going to at least give a score of a 2, it seems like. Or as high as a 4, it's saying, but it depends, I guess it's case by case in terms of what you think maybe predominates of those two levels.
In this description that you read,
right,
there's a lot of emphasis on change and variation, which are two variables that were listed.
That was actually something 9. I was thinking.
I mean, I agree with Marie, I would have said 9. So we're totally on the opposite end.
We're all over.
Do you want to see the answer?
Forgiven, you know, like, the, am I allowed to say what the question is?
You what?
Given the prompting question of, you know, describe your mom, I feel like it wasn't about the mother at all. I mean, there was a little bit about the relationship, but it was more of a what she does for me and, like, that kind of that lower level, like the need gratification.
Whoa.
You know, like she brought herself a little bit more into it. I feel I know her very well, but as far as like, she's a kid, you know, like there just wasn't much about the mother. It was just about what she does for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chris, I think 1 is, it was a 2.
1?
It was a 2.
What's the 2? Wow. Nice job, Chris.
I think once you look at the description, once you said 1 and I looked back at the description on what the 1 was, that made a lot of sense why you went there.
My initial hunch was a 2. Like, I was just kind of like that, but I didn't
know. You guys
want to
look at the actual 1 and look at it
in like a score of
34? So we could look at it more closely, I guess.
So that's why it's important for the coders.
What threw me off was all the, you know, she was like this, and now she's like this.
Well, she
may have some good, you know, as far as she's, you know, with herself, but, you know.
I think it was more like she's talking about their relationship has changed more, not really her mother, per se.
But I mean, strictly focused on the mother, not on relationship issues.
Yeah, I mean,
see, I'm getting it confused with the reflective function because that's totally relationship oriented.
Yeah, I mean, like for one of those, it would be higher. But if you stop and you look at what do I know about the mother, like, kind of consider, you know, like what type of mother is she? You know, you don't really.
Right. Yeah. Do you think that's are we going to go over the other rating scales, or are we going to like hold those off now?
No.
Because that would bias
one at a time.
Okay.
I mean, can you imagine how confusing it would be to learn the RF
right.
at the same time we're learning this?
Because I think when we were doing it together, I think that was something that was made a little difficult when trying to do all three. Okay.
So we'll just focus on, okay, so what you're saying is that when we're rating these, we're focusing exclusively on the person.
That they're describing.
Mother.
That's specifically.
And if they talk about themselves, that's considered a lower level.
I would think, you know, like if there's a little bit of reference to your relationship, but this was all about me, you know, and I mean, when the question is, describe your mother, what type of person is she, and, you know, I don't know what she does, I don't know what she likes, I don't know, you know, I don't know anything about her, I just know about, you know, it's the me.
Yeah, that's why when I look back, like I said, at that example, she resents me for the things I've done, she lied to me because I lied to her, that's like focus on the self rather than the mother as it should be.
But and I mean, and also in the description of a 9 score, it even says there may be a sense of disjunctiveness in which the manifest, literal, and concrete may appear in contradiction to more internal dimensions. But the apparent contradiction is resolved in an integrated, complex synthesis. Mm-hmm. At this level, there can be comments about the need-gratifying attributes. or physical and functional characteristics of the person, but they're part of a cohesive and integrated description. Mm-hmm. So I guess this isn't a good description of the mother, but it is a good description in that way.
But but one thing I remember reading is on page 16 is they're saying, like for level 7 they're describing, they're saying it's also important to note that iconic traits may in fact be described in relation to the self. So just because it's in relation to self doesn't mean it's going to necessarily be as low as like a 1 or 2. They're saying even like higher level, like 6 or 7 could even.
So what is it about this particular description that made it a 2?
What page is the one that you read off of? 34?
Okay. There's no data about the mother in it. She's a need gratifying pig. This is a baby, and it's a cloudy, like, you get no sense of them. You know, she's there to serve some type of purpose.
And I think this might be the score of a 2 might be a function of like has attributes of a score of 1 and maybe attributes of like an iconic level, and then it kind of like that example I was talking about where you have to settle on whether it's like going to be like more of a 2 or more of a 4.
So you don't automatically score the highest level in a description.
I think if you think it's between like 4 and 5, you would go 5. But if it's like you see like traits from 1.
If there's a
3
and there's a 5, you go 4.
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah. But if it's something like we're seeing a lot of things about the disappointment in the relationship or like gratification, like in this one, and then, but then stuff from, that dominates, but there's also some somewhat iconic level kind of things going on, you might go with a 2 because it emphasizes more sensory motor stuff.
All right.
Do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
No, I mean, because I think that would have been a very high, you know, tell me about yourself statement, but, you know, like, she took mom's time to talk about herself some more, you know. So mom's just kind of like this amorphous thing in the background that, you know, makes her feel good or makes her feel bad, but
I don't know anything about
what type of person mom is. I just know how, you know, she uses mom in that relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree.
So it's really the description. Like, what's the quality of the description of the person versus the writer's?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because each one will be about a specific, you know, some will say self, some will say father, some will say mother, so.
But if it's in relation to the self, it doesn't, like I was saying, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, really low. So. In terms of now, they're going to be, there's going to be one reading for all three, or is that how it's going to go, right? Or how's that work?
No, you average them.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's
at least I know with the DR scale, like, they will average.
I couldn't find
you can
any,
have a 7 and a 6
I'm saying,
and a 7, and they'll take an average.
For the mother, father, and self.
Oh, okay.
So, because I couldn't find in here how that works, but yeah, the average.
Yeah, you get like one averaged out.
Well, I mean, you don't have to average them. You can also look at the scores individually, right, and relate them to your dependent variable.
It's another 5 pages of typing, Jeff.
What do you mean?
For the results section, we're doing 3 instead of 1.
No, it's not that much. It's not that different. I don't know. Well, I mean, you're assuming you're going to get a lot of significant findings. Who knows?
I hope so.
You want to maximize.
You know, if it's shorter, I'll take down significance.
You don't want to publish?
Well, you know what? It's just as important to try and get published what didn't work as what did. So
yeah, but journals don't see it that way, sadly.
You want to do one
so
more?
So let's do one more.
Yeah,
all
for
right.
The DR that they average, because they have mother, father, self, and therapist, and they, as low as a 2 and as high as a 6, and they took like a global kind of.
Okay.
So don't look.
Okay. It's closed up. All right. Quite socialized, not too bright. And this is not really saying above who's it. Oh, it's for mother. Pretty sure it doesn't. There's one thing that makes me think it. All right. Quite socialized, not too bright, high school education, very dependent on father, very involved with her brothers and sisters, Italian family, buys nice clothes, but I don't think she has very good taste. Catholic fear type relationship with God. For example, you must attend church every Sunday. Feels guilty about certain things in her past, which seem trivial to me, but tend to bother her often. Seems to love me because I am her son, not because I am me. I don't know how she puts up with my father. somehow makes me feel like I just don't measure up to the role intended for me.
I say a 6. I say 7.
Where's the system? What page?
16.
16.
Okay, I might
you know, when you give a number, you need to justify it, so you need to get in the habit of that.
Okay.
So when you shout out a number, explain where you're coming from.
I'm changing to Brianna's 6.
Well, they talk about what she does.
Right.
So, likes to buy clothing, stuff like that. Then this person also describes her as not being too bright, as being quite sociable or socialized. I forget what word they use because I did shorthand. So there is feels guilty. So there is some talk about how she feels inside. So that feeling of guilt, and also what she does by buying clothes. So that's why I came up with a 6.
Yeah, and a value of the Catholic guilt.
Mm-hmm. Feels
eternal icon.
And it's even like awesome. A more detailed description of. Seems to love me because I'm her son, not because of me. It's interesting. Oh, feels guilt.
I mean, why is 6 and not a 7? Because I was thinking 7.
I was thinking 7 too, but what Brianna was saying, that there is a...
Doing. High school education isn't a feeling inside. It's kind of an is. And I feel like that was... Like, she's Italian. What did she do? She shopped.
So I dropped him
it.
Or her down a little bit for that.
Because I feel like that overshadowed a lot of the what. Like the feeling words is kind of guilt, and then a lot of it's kind of description. So that's where I thought.
So yeah. I like a 6 or a 7.
5. You tend to score on the lower end.
I'm a little conservative.
These are good descriptions compared to the ones we got.
Well, you have to, wow me with it. But, I mean, there was a lot of the...
I'm
the Simon Cowell of the group.
No, that's what he liked. That's what his score was.
Okay. And Giacomo, what do you think?
Yeah, I like a 6 or a 7. I mean, she says...
You have to make up your mind.
I go 6.
Yeah, because
okay,
in a
so
5...
So I said 7, you said 6, you said 6, you said 6, and you said 5. We're all within 2 on the second example. We're ready to go!
But in a 5, there's no feeling word used. It's just young, attractive, talkative. And in that description, there are feeling words. So that's why I think it should.
Right.
But not the clinging type.
I don't know. I get like the feel of like a lot of his feeling words are... I'm assuming it's a he.
Oh,
yeah,
he said son.
Okay, that they're in reference, to himself versus,
true.
Kind of how he feels in it. So I didn't really like.
But that's
count
okay.
Those.
Though, for some of the iconic.
But I mean, she does this, so I feel this way. And I mean, Catholic guilt, I don't necessarily associate with, a specific feeling because it's kind of more of a, she's Catholic. It's more of a patent term for me. So I mean, I guess that's why I scored the highest I would maybe go would be a 6 because, there. But I mean, I thought it was much more solidly based and that, this is what she does. I just get a static person and no real kind of internal.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a focus on one, I guess, kind of on the guilt and not much else, I guess.
That's true.
All right.
I
feel
6.
7.
See, my gut was right in that way.
always go with the gut.
Always go with the gut.
Yeah. The gut's
so, I mean, I think there was enough in there to justify the internal state.
Because it's...
Can the reader empathize with the person's experience of reality? And I think I could with this... example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So as long as there's one example of Mimio being a 7, then we scored a 7.
Look at it if it was a full page long and you've only got one example, maybe not, but within the context of what else you're given, if you got one.
I mean, look, if we're within one of each other, I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm really happy with that. 2 starts to become a problem.
Right.
If we can hover around differences of 1 or 2, I mean, especially in the early, this is the first time we've met. I mean,
that's okay.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
Thrilled. So you guys are getting a flavor of what this is about. What I would suggest is that you two go home and really try to master this manual. Just read it from cover to cover. Try to, don't read the examples though, because we're going to continue doing some of this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, read the manual, skip the examples, and just try to soak in these 9 anchor points, and you should have them memorized by next week.
Yeah. And I'll get you guys a self-description next week. It's pretty.
Me too. I need.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3. You have one already.
Yeah.
So I guess we need to do kind of a separate training using that manual for the self.
It's.
I think it's pretty much the same.
They're the same, but they worded it differently because it's eyes instead of
hers. That's it?
Yeah, I mean, the levels are exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
But
well, that's
just
it's the same levels, yeah.
So it would be a description of myself versus a description of my
I'm a carefree, outgoing person that enjoys walks on the beach and blah, 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 blah. But I mean, the man, it's just that, you know,
right.
Like, it's, there's a different set of statistics slightly because it was tested, you know, slightly differently, but... And I mean, the scorable attributes, I think, is where, you know, like, it differed greatly. But as far as the conceptual levels, they're identical, just with a little bit, you know.
Different, mm-hmm. like, way of describing.
Well, so, and we're not dealing with the scorable attributes.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's essentially
but
the same.
But held side by side, the wording is just, instead of other, it's, you know,
yeah.
Self.
But yeah, we could look at, like, the discrepancy.
But the scorable attributes are different.
Yeah, I mean, it's just worded because it's done, you know, more so for, like, the first person versus the, you know, others, and you're
yeah.
using one instead of two, and, but I mean, other, you know, like, there's the minor differences throughout, and I think it was, you know, kind of like an addendum to, like, one was written before
mm-hmm.
the other,
mm-hmm.
so it's more, you know, like, written like that, but the
all
conceptual
right.
levels are identical.
Yeah, this is the same description.
All
this
right,
is a
well.
A lot more fun than I thought.
What?
No,
we actually like it
that's
wasn't
good.
That bad. I, you know, thought when we
what,
were reading, like,
what were you
I was
expecting?
Thinking, like, watching videos, rewind, fast forward, rewind,
mm-hmm.
fast forward.
Oh, we've
versus
done that.
Yeah,
right.
Jocko's been there.
Versus,
yeah.
you know, actually, like, interpreting something.
Yeah,
that's,
no,
that's more
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's an interesting concept.
It's very textual.
Yeah.
You feel intellectual with your mouth. I know something. I know something.
I think you mean Brianna would be like 5, 7, 2, 1, 2, 2.
Yeah.
You know, like just back and forth versus this kind of.
All right, so we're going to meet next week at 5:30, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, so I had asked about
yeah.
the SurveyMonkey account, just because I just pay for it per month. It's not active,
oh.
like, because it shuts down after you get the N you want, but, I mean, it's open, it's just not doing anything.
Well, can people still respond, or they can't?
I can reset it to accept more responses. Like, you can set a collector on it, so,
yeah.
you know, when you have X amount.
Does that cost more, or?
To what?
To set it that way.
No, I just would continue to pay the monthly fee.
How much is it?
$30 a
month. Oh, really?
For unlimited response.
And yours is the same?
Yeah, because I think once you're over a certain amount of data or
responses or participants
or
like
questions,
you have to go to an unlimited package. So, like, you can get a small, if you're doing a very simple kind of, you know, like, needs assessment type of thing, it's much cheaper, but when you add in, you know, because each item, each question, like, from the DAS was one question, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, so even though it's one scale, you know, like, so it goes by that. So once you hit a certain amount, you have to go up. Once you hit a certain amount of participants, you have to go up, so.
And you had the same issue?
In terms of?
The cost of the package.
Yeah.
$30.
Yeah.
Do you all right. Can we shut it down?
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
Because I don't think I've had
you.
An email for a month now at this point.
Yeah.
I got my last hurrah.
And you,
don't read
this. You're exhausted too?
Yeah. It's not
tapped
yet.
Out.
I don't know what else to do. Yeah.
All right. So.
I don't want to be censored by the IRB for collecting too much data over what I wrote
oh,
to
no,
them.
Oh, no.
They're going to come to my house and take
yeah.
my Mac. And
I don't. I downloaded it, like, is it like the Excel? And for some reason it's coming out like it's gibberish. Do you use that?